Look at a few verses. And we call, when he called the 12, verse 1, when he called the 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. And look at verse 5. Then these 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, don't go into the highways, or don't go into the way of the Gentiles, but enter into the city of Samaritans, but go rather into the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Everybody say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And in verse 8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. He told us to preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I want to talk to you about proclaiming the kingdom of heaven. It's really important that we understand that there is a kingdom that God's given to us, and that kingdom is as it is in heaven, so it is on earth. And when you and I preach that kingdom, when we preach the kingdom of God, the king's domain is there, where Jesus rules and reigns. Yes? And then wherever we preach the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is the same thing. I know people have taught it to be something different. It's not anything different. But healing and miracles and raising the dead and casting out demons and our authority over demonic, it follows the preaching of the kingdom of heaven. And this would include no sickness, no demonic powers allowed here, because there is none in heaven. Would you agree? Is that true? So when we preach the kingdom of heaven, what we're doing is we're announcing to people, when we're saying the kingdom of God is at hand, we're announcing to people that as it is on earth, so it is in heaven. We're declaring and decreeing that the enemy moves over and God comes in. Yes? And we have the power and authority to do that. Do you agree?
Yes,
preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand will result in the sick being healed, the terminal and the hopeless cases restored, freedom from all kinds of bondage, and God's peace ruling on earth as it is in heaven. Now I want you to look at Luke chapter 9. Also, Luke chapter 9, and we'll come back. We'll come back to this one later. But Luke 9 and verse 1 and 2. Then he called his 12 disciples together. How many of you guys are disciples of Jesus? He called his disciples together, and he gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God. What did he send them to preach?
The kingdom of God.
And then what happened when he sent them to preach the kingdom of God? And then they healed the sick. When you and I preach the kingdom of God, the sick are healed. Why? Because we let them know that where God comes in, Satan goes out. Yeah? And also we know that there is no sickness in heaven. Right? There's no demons there. There's no pain there. And so when we preach the kingdom of God, what we're doing is just establishing the fact that the rule of God can take place right here on earth as it is in heaven. And it's not something weird. It's who God is. Who is the king anyway? Who's the king of the kingdom? It's Jesus, right? And so we're preaching. That's what we're preaching, what Jesus preached. It's what the disciples preached, is that the kingdom of God lets people know that the rule and reign of Jesus comes in, and when he comes in, the enemy goes out. Sickness and disease goes out. All kinds of suffering and bondage go out. Yes, would you agree?
Yes.
When we understand that, it means we're enforcing His will, God's will on earth as it is in heaven. And the results are the sick will be healed. Now, Jesus did the same thing. Look at verse 11. And when the multitudes knew it, they followed Him, and He received them and spoke to them about what? What did Jesus speak to them about? The kingdom of God. And what happened when He spoke to them about the kingdom of God? It's the same thing happens today, guys. When we preach the kingdom of God, the healing manifests because there is no sickness in heaven. When we preach the kingdom of God, what we're saying is the kingdom of heaven is the same thing. There is no pain there. There's no sorrow there. There's no suffering there. There's no lack there. Yeah? And when we preach that, what we're saying is the kingdom of God is at hand right here. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven. You can have heaven on earth. And when we preach that, people are healed. Satan goes out, God comes in. Is that good? That's good. I like that. And then Luke chapter 10, just turn over there. Luke 10. Whenever you preach the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, healing manifests because all of Satan's power and his kingdom can't remain. We're preaching, we're proclaiming another kingdom, guys. And you and I have the power to do that. Everyone here has that power. So look at Luke chapter 10. We'll look at verse 1 and 2. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them. So first in Luke 9, He sent 12. Now He sent 70 others. So it's not just 12 disciples, and it's not just 12 disciples now. You and I, are you disciple of Jesus? You have the power to do what the other disciples did. And He sent them two by two before His face into every city and every place where He Himself was about to go. And He said to them, "Truly the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers." Now, you know, he told them to pray that, but then he sent harvesters and laborers Himself. Now look at verse 8. "In whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Heal the sick there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" You see how healing and the kingdom of God go together? Like peanut butter and jelly, and like peas and carrots, and like Greg and Janice. You see how it goes together. Amen. Praise God. It's awesome. And when the kingdom of God is preached, if you're sick, you don't have to be sick anymore. If you're tormented and in bondage, you don't have to be tormented anymore. You can be free and at peace. If you're in lack, the Lord, the ruler of the kingdom, will provide abundantly for you. Are you hearing me? And then just look at verse 17. "Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Even the demons are subject to us in your name.'" Now, what did they go out and preach? They preached that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so what happened? When the kingdom of heaven came in, Satan's kingdom moved out. And so then the demons left. You see that? The demons, which are agents of the kingdom of Satan, they moved out. And then Jesus said in verse 18, He said, "Look, now guys, don't make this such a big deal." He said, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from where? From heaven." So he's not there anymore. "Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written" — where at? In heaven. Guys, look, when we When we preach the kingdom of God is at hand, what we're doing is we're saying, look, another king and another kingdom has come, and you're not going to have two kingdoms functioning in your life. And this is not, you know, some weird thing. It's the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, which happens right now. And I'm going to get ahead of myself here, but the kingdom of God is within you.
Amen.
Yeah? Now, last November, my wife and I went to Florida. We had been in several, we'd been here in October, and like October was a blur, and we were traveling a lot, and so we went to Orlando, and then we went to Jacksonville, and everything was fine. I was feeling fine, had no problems. I went to, we were going to take a day off, and I went to my aunt and uncle's house. It was my dad's sister, and they have a place in Daytona Beach. And we were just going to spend time with them that day, and then we were going to go on to Tampa the next day. And so we went to their condo in Daytona Beach, and we were having a good time visiting with them. They took us to this restaurant where the Daytona 500 actually started. The Daytona 500 started on the beach, and then half of it was on the road. And so we were right there where the Daytona 500 started. And while we were there, I started to get shakes and was trembling, and then I didn't feel good. My wife said I looked white, but then she touched me and she said, you know, you're very hot, and I know I am, praise God. I think she meant to the touch anyway. Praise God. I thought we've been married 46 years this year, and she was 12 and I was 13, and not really, but we were just out of high school, and I'm still married to my first wife, and she's the one that's hot. Praise God. So. And then I had chills. I had my temperature was really high, and then they were going to take us to show us the new. They renovated the new Daytona 500 there, and they were going to take us to show us that. And while we were at a stoplight, I had to open the door and lost my lunch, and so. We went to their condo and we were just believing God and praying. You know, I hadn't been in a hospital in 40 years. So we went to their condo and I kind of got delirious because of my fever was really high. And when Janice asked me, when I told her, I said, okay, if you can get me a thermostat, you know, instead of a thermometer. I asked her for a thermostat, and so she knew something was wrong. And anyway, we went to the hospital. I just thought they were going to take my stomach out, but they anyway, they were going to. I just thought they would pump my stomach. So we went there, and then anyway, long story longer. We found out that they told us that I had double pneumonia and sepsis, and I did not know what sepsis was, and I told Janice, don't look it up. I don't want to know what it is. I don't want to know what sepsis is. I found out later that I sure didn't want to know what it was. It was what George Washington died of, and several other people. And anyway, and then they told me, had good news while I was in there. They told me that, you know, a guy that was 7 years younger than me died of this, and I was in worse shape than him just 6 weeks before. This really blesses you. And So we went in, I went in on a Wednesday, and then it just deteriorated and got worse. And on Friday night, I couldn't breathe. And so they put this Darth Vader mask, I think it's called a CPAP mask, and I couldn't talk. You know, that's hard for a preacher to do, but I couldn't talk. And so then they rushed me to a bigger hospital, and they told Janice all kinds of bad things. Get ready, you know, your husband's not going to make it and all this. But you know, all during that time, I never had any fear. And we had all kinds of reports, but it was, you know what, we had inside information. We had a greater report. I said, we have a greater report. And I was holding on to the fact that the kingdom of God is more real than the kingdom of darkness. And more is greater than the kingdom of the medical field. And thank God for what the medical field can do. But the bottom line is I wasn't accepting what we weren't accepting what they were saying. And then we had, you know, Calvary Cathedral, you guys were praying for us. And people were praying all over for us. And the thing about it, I never felt bad before I got there. How in the world I got that, I have no clue, but I just knew this, that we were on an assignment from God, and I'm going to live and not die, and we're going to declare the works of the Lord, and the kingdom of God is greater than the kingdom of darkness. And so on Friday night, my wife couldn't even get to me, where they took me to this bigger hospital, and my daughter called someone who was in Jacksonville, Florida, which is about an hour and a half away from where we were. And she said, now look, my dad and mom travel all over the world helping people, and I need somebody to go right now. And so this was a director of our Karis Bible College in Jacksonville, Florida. So it was about 11:30, 12 at night. He picked up and came and picked up a couple of guys, two Jordans is what, and so they came in, and I mean, they were, look, my, here's here I, here's where I was at that night. My blood pressure was 55 over 40, which is not good. And my white blood count was off the charts. It was way high, I guess from the sepsis or whatever. Then my oxygen level was 78, and it's supposed to be like 92. And some other things, but those were things they were concerned about. And my wife finally was able to get in, and I had this big CPAP mask. I couldn't even talk. And so these guys, they came in, I don't know, 12:30, 1 in the morning, something like that. So when they walked in, and Janice saw it, I didn't see it. When they walked in, she said it was like light came into the room. And that light, guys, was the kingdom of God. When light comes in, when the kingdom of God comes in, darkness goes out. Sickness goes out. Pain goes out. Whatever is of the kingdom of darkness, and we know that sickness and disease and all that stuff and poverty and lack, that's of the kingdom of darkness. But why? When the kingdom of heaven comes in, Satan has to move out. So they prayed real powerful but very simple prayers. They also prophesied over me that I'm a father of the faith, and there were still people. I wasn't done yet, and of course we knew that. But I mean, I was in and out, kind of delirious, and so that man, they just prayed a simple prayer. But it was not only them. It was several people like yourselves that were praying for us. And I'm going to show you a scripture about that God gave me later. Well, anyway, that was on Friday night. The next Saturday morning, my oldest son came, and Paul and Patsy Milligan came, who were friends of ours, and they're also Andrew's, he's also Andrew's CEO. And anyway, they came and prayed for us. Well, I started to feel a little bit better. I was able to eat something for the first time. Well, just 24 hours later, about 6 o'clock at night, the doctor came in. And he stood at my end of my bed, And he said, sir, he just shook his head. He said, Mr. Moore, he said, I do not know what to attribute this to. He said, last night, your blood pressure was 55 over 40, and it was tanking. And he said, look at your blood pressure right now. And it was normal. He said, we've done several blood tests. I said, I know. Dear Jesus. They came about every hour. I said, I don't have any blood left. I mean, it's every 5 minutes sometimes, Janice said. But anyway, he said, there is no sepsis in your white blood count is normal. And he said, look at your oxygen level there. It's 92. It was 78 last night. He said, I don't know what to attribute this to, sir, because even if we get the right antibiotic, it never happens as fast. It takes 30 days for sepsis to get out of your body. And I said, well, I know what it was. It was Dr. Jesus, the Word of God, and the body of Christ declaring the kingdom of God come, the will of God be done, and Satan's kingdom go out. And what happened, guys, was light came in. Janice said when Dannon came in and his friends, it was like light came in, and when light came in, darkness went out. And this doctor's, he said, I don't know. He said, I'm going to have to put you, I was in a critical care unit. He said, I'm going to put you into your own room tomorrow, and I'm going to have to let you go on Monday. And they were talking about 14 days we were supposed to be in there. I said, well, I'll take that. I said, I'm going home. I want to get out of this five-star, no-star hotel. This thing was a pit. And about $65,000 later, I don't know what it was. Was it that much? Anyway, well, thank God we had insurance. But, you know, the bottom line is, guys, is here's the deal. And we went home on Monday. We were gone. And I went back. He said, now, who's your doctor? And I love doctors. I'm not against doctors. I just didn't have a doctor in Woodland Park. And I was told, my doctor is Dr. Jesus. He said, well, I want the real doctor. I said, well, that's my real doctor. That's why. The king of the kingdom is my doctor. And that's why I'm out of here so fast. But anyway, he said, well, only way we're going to let you out is if you promise to go get a scan or whatever when you get back. And so he said, wait about 6 weeks. And I found a doctor. I wanted to go right away. And I went and talked to this doctor. It's funny. Went and talked to this doctor, and you know, he checked me out every which way, and he said, well, sir, he said, I think you need a colonoscopy. I said, wait a minute now. I'm not in the medical field at all, what does a colonoscopy have to do with pneumonia? I think that's on the other end or something. I'm not. I said, I am not. No thanks. I'm not up for that. I've already been enough prodding and picking and, dear Jesus. I don't need the colonoscopy. Anyway, they went and they did a scan on me, and it came back. He said, sir, you have no sign that you've ever had sepsis, and you have no sign of pneumonia just 10 days later. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you say, well, where did that come from? I don't know. I just know the kingdom of God came in, and the kingdom of darkness went out. Are you hearing me? And guys, look, here's the thing. You and I have this kingdom within us, and we need to enforce it and establish it and believe it and proclaim it. Are you hearing me? And where the kingdom of God is, there is no sickness. There is no pain. There is no... I'm not denying that all those things were going on, but I'm just denying those things were going to have final authority over my body. Praise God. Amen. And then my wife, man, she was like a tiger by the tail and telling what the devil what to do and where to go. But and you guys, I know, were standing with us. In fact, I left so quickly. Charlie and Lori and Pastor came to see me, and they came to see me on Monday, and I already exited. Hallelujah. Well, that's better than me being there. And Pastor came all the way out to see me. And, man, I felt bad, but why? I mean, really? I'm glad you didn't see me, Pastor Bob. But, I mean, he came. They flew into Jacksonville because Charlie and Lori were going to see her family member, I think, and he was going to drive on down. Well, I was already in Orlando, ready to fly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, but thank God for a pastor that cares about us. Amen. But here the bottom line is this, guys. Look, this isn't just because I'm a, because I'm a preacher, or teacher, or whatever. This is the kingdom of God works for all of us. Yeah? It works for all of us. And I understand, look, sepsis is real. I didn't want to know what it was. I found out later. I'm glad I didn't. But do you know what sepsis is? Sepsis is a symptom of the kingdom of darkness. Double pneumonia is a symptom of the kingdom of darkness. Look, why? I know. How do I know that? There's no sickness in heaven. And when you and I proclaim the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, what we're saying is where the kingdom that we're from, we can have it on earth. The kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Where the king of the kingdom of heaven comes in, darkness. Look, have you ever been in a dark room? What happens when you turn on the light? What happens when you turn on the light? The darkness leaves. The kingdom of God comes in and it evicts darkness, including all of its symptoms and all the pain and all that stuff. Are you hearing me? And I've just come here today to tell you, no matter how long it's been, whatever you're going through, no matter what pain or problems or situations you're dealing with, listen, guys, the kingdom of heaven is greater than the kingdom of darkness. Do you believe that? The kingdom of heaven is greater than the kingdom of darkness. Really. And it was like I had no fear during that time. I had no doubt, it was like, no, I am accepting the fact that by His stripes I'm healed, and I know the kingdom of God is greater than the kingdom of darkness, and the kingdom of darkness is going to have to, it's going to have to leave. It can't stay in my body. Amen. Yes? Yes? Hallelujah. Now look at Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11. Matthew 11 and verse 11 and 12. Assuredly, I say to you, those born of women, there's not been one risen greater than John the Baptist. But he who is in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. How many of you know that's you? If you're born again, you're of the kingdom of heaven. Yes? And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. When it says suffers there, it really means it's the word seize. You can look it up in your concordance, but it means to seize. And the kingdom of heaven is seized or possessed when the strong possess it. And we're not talking here about storming heaven's gates. No, we don't have to storm heaven's gates. What we've got to do is possess from the enemy the kingdom of heaven that belongs to me, that slice of the kingdom of heaven, which is healing and health, and say, no, devil, I'm possessing what's mine. You're trying to take from me what is mine. You're trying to put substance on me, and I'm taking the kingdom of heaven away from you. I'm taking healing from you. You can't. He's a thief. Is that not true? And I'm seizing the kingdom of heaven from him by declaring it, proclaiming it, and I'm saying, no, this is mine. This other stuff is yours. Take that back. I'll take this. And I'm possessing it. I'm possessing or seizing because I know it belongs to me. I'm not trying to, you know, take it from God. God's already given it to me. But the kingdom that's within me, the enemy comes to try to steal and tell us that doesn't belong to you. And I'm just telling him, no. What can I say? No, you're not taking it from me. I'm trying to think of a name, but I want to make sure I'm... Anyway, no, devil, you're not having this. Healing belongs to me. Healing belongs to you. And when the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, the way it suffers violence is when you and I take what belongs to us by force. I'm not wrenching it from God's hands. I'm wrenching it from the enemy's hands. And just tell him, you can't have what belongs to me. The kingdom of heaven has come in. The kingdom of darkness has gone out. Y'all see this? This is powerful stuff, guys. This is awesome. Amen? The kingdom. Everybody say, kingdom of God come. Will of God be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Sickness, Satan, pain, I evict you. Get out. A greater kingdom has come and is taking over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now look at Matthew chapter 12, Matthew 12 and verse 22. We'll read a few verses here, Matthew 12 and 22. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and he healed him so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler. Everybody say ruler. So the ruler there is Satan. Okay, he's the ruler of that kingdom. And Jesus is the ruler of the other kingdom. Right? But then verse 25, but Jesus knew their thoughts and said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan cast out Satan, he's divided against himself. How then will his, what? How, do you see that? Satan has a kingdom, and that kingdom has all kinds of darkness and all kinds of stuff and sickness and everything goes with it. And he said, look, Satan's not going to cast out Satan. Who's going to cast Satan out? And all of the stuff that goes with it, with his kingdom. It's you and I. Are you hearing me? Come on, guys. We've got authority. We've got another king with another kingdom. And Satan's got a kingdom. But how many of you know when the kingdom of God comes, the kingdom of the enemy moves out? Yes? Man, that's powerful. And then verse 27, and if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they'll be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come to you. You see that? The kingdom of God comes to you. Well, you look, when the kingdom of God comes in, that's how you evict. That's how you enforce. That's how you deliver people from Satan's kingdom is you advance the kingdom of God. The ruler of that kingdom is Jesus. You can just simply use his name. But when you use his name, you're advancing his kingdom. You proclaim it and people obtain it. Yeah? And everything that's of Satan's kingdom has to go. It has to flee. It cannot stay. It's evicted when we come in and proclaim the kingdom of God. Y'all got that? Or else, verse 29, or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds a strong man and then he'll plunder his house? So, look, guys, we've got the ability to enforce the kingdom of God on the kingdom of darkness. And how many of you know which one wins? Which one wins? Look, when I was in that hospital, guys, there were people standing for me. There were people praying for me. Because I was in and out. I was delirious a lot of times. But I know this, that the kingdom of God came into my body supernaturally. And when the kingdom of God comes in, the kingdom of darkness cannot remain. And that includes sickness and pain. And I don't care. Look, if it's been a long time that you've had that pain or that chronic illness or whatever it is. Look, guys, it wasn't always there unless you were born with it. And so what happened? The kingdom of darkness came in and tried to, you know, there is a demon that calls your body his house. How many of you know that's a lie? That is absolutely a lie. And so whenever it was that thing came in, look, guys, we have the ability to preach and proclaim the kingdom of God and advance the kingdom of God. And when we do that, we will absolutely evict the kingdom of darkness. That's powerful. It's very simple. It's not. This isn't rocket science. There are two kingdoms in the world. I said, there's two kingdoms in the world, and only two kingdoms. And you and I have authority to decree and proclaim and advance the kingdom of God. Now, I've got the airport in sight, so don't get nervous. But I don't have any parachutes yet, so just wait. We're not going to land yet. Look at Matthew 6. See, authority over the demonic realm or Satan's kingdom, it's part of our kingdom life. It's part of our kingdom of authority. And that's why in Matthew 6, when Jesus prayed, the disciples saw him pray, and they said, teach us to pray. Then in Matthew 9, Jesus said, in this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Verse 10, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come. This is demanding. It's authoritative. It's requiring. It's assertive. It's something you and I have the authority to do as agents of his kingdom is simply to say whenever we see something that's how many of you have anyone in your family or friends that there's something different in their lives than what the kingdom of God declares? I mean, it could be that they have pain in their body, or they've got some report from the doctor, or some problem in their finances, or something where there's a relational problem. Maybe there's a son or daughter that's awry or astray. Listen. If there's something in this life that is void of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of darkness is there. Anybody know anyone like that? Okay. See, Jesus said, this is how you take the kingdom of God and you evict the kingdom of darkness from whatever is going on that there's a disparity between what the enemy is doing in someone's life and what God wants to do. And then how do you enforce that? Kingdom of God, come. Everybody say, kingdom of God,
come.
And in another way to say it then, kingdom of darkness, get out. You're evicted. I evict you. When the kingdom of God, when you and I declare and proclaim the kingdom of God, that's where I was last November. The kingdom of darkness was trying to rule my body. But I got news for you. There's another king that's ruling my body today. And God wanted it to happen then. But we had to declare, kingdom of God, come. And then when the kingdom of God comes, the will of God is done. On earth. I said on earth. As it is in heaven. How is it in heaven? Just think about it. How is it in heaven? Is there any pain there? Is there any strife there? Is there any lack there? Is there confusion there? No. However it is in heaven, you and I have the authority to advance that on the earth. And wherever there's a difference between what's in heaven and what the enemy's trying to do with people on earth, we simply declare it. Kingdom of God, come. Will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yes? Hallelujah. Man, that is awesome, guys. And this verse came to me when I wasn't there, when I was in my right mind, not asking for thermostats instead of thermometers. My wife was, one of my kids was thinking about on Christmas getting me a thermostat. I mean, yeah. But Philippians 1:19, this verse came to me because I was in and out. I wasn't, you know, it was like some, it wasn't that I didn't have a right mind at all, but I mean, I was delirious at some time. And that's why, that's where, you know, the body of Christ comes in, Dr. Vaughn. It's where the body of Christ comes in is when we're weak and, you know, I wasn't in fear. I wasn't in doubt. But Philippians 1:19, God gave me this verse while I was in there. He said, I know, this is a great apostle Paul, I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit. And I knew that it was your prayers and other people that were standing with us. And it's not about, you know, if we can just get enough people together, we're going to twist God's arm. No, there was kingdom of darkness, Wayne, that tried to come into my body, and you know what that's like. And I've got people standing with me, and we're declaring the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is come in my body, and the kingdom of darkness and all of its symptoms are going out. Amen. They're not staying in. And sometimes we need a little help from our friends. Yeah. I said sometimes we need to advance the kingdom. Sometimes we need a little help from our friends because things get, you know, you get a sucker punch and you don't know, you know, your head is where your feet were last and all of that. And man, I'm telling you, I know when I saw that, I knew there are people standing for me and God's got this and the kingdom of darkness is not going to be manifest. And on that Friday night, when it looked the worst. I mean, there was nurses coming to Janice and telling her, now you need to get your house in order and you're not going to see your husband probably and all kinds of stuff, wasn't it, honey? And two head nurses were telling her, you know, this, and she said, no, I'm going to see my husband. And we were actually supposed to go on our anniversary time. And she was following me in the ambulance and waving at me, we're still going on our anniversary time, and she's doing all this. But the kingdom of light, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of heaven came into my body that night, and one day later, I mean, there was no symptoms in my body. Hallelujah! Light came in, darkness went out. Thank you, Jesus. This is supernatural, guys. I said it's supernatural. Look, the kingdom of heaven is like that. Amen? Now, we have landed, Okay, I've got two or three more verses really quickly. But we're not up to the terminal yet, so don't leave. So you know, you and I are representatives of His kingdom, and whatever we do declare and proclaim is law in the spirit realm. Did you know that? Whatever you declare and decree, faith is activated by is voice activated. Your faith is voice activated. I felt bad. I didn't, you know, it was like I didn't feel any better when that night when that guy and his two buddies came in. Janice said she saw light come in the room. I didn't feel any better right then. But I'm telling you guys, that darkness went out and the light came in. The darkness had to be evicted, yeah? Now look at Luke chapter 22, verse 29. I'm just going to read you a couple more verses here after this one. And watch this. This is powerful. I was just reading this a few weeks ago. And look at what Jesus said here. And I bestow upon you. Everybody say you means me. I bestow upon you a kingdom. Let that settle in a minute. I bestow upon you a kingdom. Just keep that up there, guys. I bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one upon me. What kingdom is that, Jesus? What kingdom did He bequeath to us, appoint to us, give to us? What kingdom is that? It's yours. It's your kingdom. He gave it to you and me. Really? He gave us a kingdom. The King of the kingdom gave it to you and me. And what are we going to, the issue is, what are we going to do with it? He gave us a kingdom. And it's His kingdom. And wherever we proclaim it, and where we speak it, we believe it, darkness goes out, light comes in. What are you going to do with what He gave you? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to evict darkness. I'm going to evict pain. I'm going to evict lack. I'm going to evict relational problems. Wherever things are a disparity or in a gap or a chasm between what's going on in heaven and what's going on in earth, He gave to you and me a kingdom. And it's His kingdom. Hallelujah! It's His kingdom. And where His kingdom is, there is no darkness. There is no pain. There is no relational harmony. There is no demons. And you and I have the power and authority to speak and proclaim and voice activate the kingdom. It's exactly what happened to me when I was in Florida, guys. This isn't rocket science. If you believe this, look at it again. You just gotta gaze your eyes upon this. But put that up again, if you would, Richard. I bestow upon you. Who did He give us? I bequeath to you. I appoint to you. Who did He give that to? He gave it to you and me, guys. He gave it to you and me. Now here's the question. What are you going to do with it? If you proclaim it, people will obtain it. If you proclaim it, the kingdom of darkness will go out. The kingdom of light will come in. It's not rocket science. It's very, very, very simple. What are you going to do about it? Now just look at these two verses as we close. Romans 14:17. Romans 14:17. This is powerful. This is awesome. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but what is it? Righteousness, peace, and joy. Keep that up there for a minute, guys. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Okay, is it righteous? Is it peaceful? Is it joyful? When your kids go south and go off in a prodigal way? No. Is it righteous? Is it peaceful? Is it joyful like what happened to me when I had sickness in my body? Is that righteous? Is it peaceful? Is it joyful? No, if you have relational harmony or lack or whatever, is that right? Is that righteous? Is it peaceful? Is it joyful? Look, this just helped me to see the parameters of the kingdom. Guys, anything that's not righteous, anything that's not joyful, anything that's not peaceful, you and I have the authority. We've been given a kingdom to advance the other kingdom. If it's not, I mean, it's real simple. It's not difficult. It's not, again, not rocket science. Look, if something is not peaceful, if something's not joyful, if something's not righteous, then you know what? You and I have been given, we've been bestowed a kingdom to advance the other kingdom. To evict the other kingdom, I mean. We've got a new kingdom. We've got a new kingdom, Paul. Rhonda, we've got a new kingdom. And it's His kingdom. And look, He gave us the power and authority to do something with this. And all I see, if I see something in someone's life that's not righteous, that's not joyful, that's not peaceful, then you know what I'm going to do? Kingdom of God come. Will of God be done. Now, sometimes I don't even have to do it in front of them. I just speak it, man. I just speak that kingdom. And you know what, man? God, don't you believe? Yeah, but God's not going to cross people's will. Yeah, I understand that. But you know what? The kingdom of God has greater influence over people than the kingdom of darkness. And I'm invoking the kingdom of God's influence on people's lives. If your children are gone astray, now there's nothing we can do about that because, you know, they've got their will. I understand they've got their will. But you know what? I also understand 1 Corinthians 3, verse 5 says that God sends believers, ministers to every man whereby they might believe. And I'm declaring and decreeing that though I may not be able to speak into their lives, that I'm decreeing the kingdom, and you're going to send kingdom laborers into their lives that will influence them. Praise God. Man, I love this stuff. It's awesome. Then just real simple here, Luke 17, and we're done. Is this okay? This is powerful stuff. Luke 17, and verse 20 and 21. Luke 17, 20 and 21. Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor," verse 21, "nor will they say, 'See here,' or 'See there,' for indeed the kingdom of God is within you." It's within you, guys. The kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy. The kingdom of God, you know, as it is in heaven, so it is on earth. It's within us. He bestowed on us this kingdom. It's righteousness, peace, and joy. We can advance that kingdom. And you know what we're supposed to do with it? We're supposed to displace Satan's kingdom. Sickness, pain, lack, chronic disease. Proclaim it. Declare it. Amen. We don't have to. Look, guys, I'm not saying if a doctor comes to you with a report to deny that report is there. I'm just saying, that's not the kingdom. That's not the kingdom of heaven that I know. And so, you know what? I'm going to do? I'm going to declare the kingdom of heaven's within me. He's bestowed upon me a kingdom. And so it's His kingdom. And there are only two kingdoms, kingdom of darkness, kingdom of heaven. And I'm going to proclaim, I'm going to activate, I'm going to declare the kingdom of heaven. I'm not going to accept anything less. Well, do you think you're not going to die sometime? No, I probably will if Jesus doesn't come first. But I don't have to die sick. I don't have to die sick. I can just take off. I don't have to die sick. You don't have to die sick. Why do we think we have to die sick? That's not part of the kingdom. And I don't care, guys. I'm going to look. With long life, he's going to satisfy me and show me his salvation. And his salvation includes the kingdom of God. And I'm not accepting the kingdom of darkness. I just refuse to accept it. And I've had pain in my body, and I've had stuff happen just like what I described to you. But can I tell you today, I've got a good report. The kingdom of heaven is within me. And you guys and others declared the kingdom of heaven over me. And can I tell you that light came in and Satan went out. Sepsis went out with it. Double pneumonia went out with it. And my blood pressure is normal. I don't have to have a colonoscopy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What in the world, Marty, does that have to do with pneumonia? I can't figure that out at all. I don't think that's part of the kingdom. Maybe the medical kingdom, but thank you, Jesus. Listen, guys, you don't have to accept sickness and disease, poverty and lack. You don't have to accept that stuff. You can stop it. You can evict it. It's voice activated. Faith is voice activated. You just speak what God says, but you have to speak with authority. God's bestowed upon you the kingdom. And in here I showed you it's within you. It's within you. It's within you. Amen? Praise God. And yeah, it's in your spirit, man. I get that. But you know what? I'm declaring that it's impacting every part of my body. In fact, tonight I'm going to talk to you about something the Lord showed me about where we unconsciously gave place to the kingdom of darkness. It had to do with what we let happen in our hearts. And I'm going to talk to you about that tonight. So why don't you stand up together with me. How many of you have something in your life or family life right now where the kingdom of darkness is trying to advance? Just put your hand up. I want to pray for you here. There's just something that's not of God. Look, I've been there. I was there in November, so it's nothing to be ashamed about. This doesn't mean that you're not a disciple of Jesus. I mean, it's just that those things, the enemy tries to come in and convince us that that's the way it is. And it's not the way it is. So just put your hand up and just say this with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you've given to me, you've bestowed to me a kingdom of heaven. And where the kingdom of heaven is, the kingdom of darkness cannot remain. And I declare the kingdom of God come, will of God be done in my body, in my family, in my finances, on earth as it is in heaven. Kingdom of darkness, I evict you. Get out, leave, depart. You have no place in me. You have no place in my family. You have no place in my finances. Father, I want to thank you that your kingdom is a kingdom of light. And your kingdom is greater than the kingdom of darkness. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Love you guys. We will and again, thank you so much. You know what, I know several of you, because I saw it later on Facebook, several of you guys were praying for us and loved us, and then pastor came and flew there and spent money and I was already gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But thank you so much for standing with us. Amen.